From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Afghan President Hamid Karzai's opponent in the scheduled November 7th runoff election is dropping out. Abdullah Abdullah, a former foreign minister, says the Karzai government has not taken needed steps to make sure the runoff will be protected from fraud.
I did it with a lot of pain, but at the same time with a lot of hopes towards the future. And I can assure our people that I'll be at the service of our people and promote the ideas of reform and change for the betterment of the life of the people of Afghanistan.
Abdullah did not discourage citizens from voting in the runoff. It was scheduled under intense pressure from the U.S. and from election monitors after it became clear there was significant vote fraud in the original August election. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging Palestinians and Israelis to re-enter peace talks immediately. But her shuttle diplomacy in the Mideast is showing no sign of a quick breakthrough. Palestinians have rejected Israel's offer to show restraint in constructing new West Bank settlements. Palestinians want the construction stopped, but Clinton spoke positively of the Israeli offer, indicating a change in the White House position. The BBC's Paul Wood has more from Jerusalem.
The Americans have reversed themselves. The Obama administration came into office wanting to freeze Israeli settlement building on occupied Palestinian land. Now, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, says that with or without a settlement freeze, the talks should begin. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu knows the argument is going his way. On the issue of settlements, the Americans blinked first. The Palestinians feel angry and let down by the Obama administration. They refused a direct appeal from Secretary Clinton to enter substantive talks immediately.
And that's the BBC's Paul Wood reporting from Jerusalem. A storm that killed at least 14 people in the Philippines is now headed over the South China Sea and toward Vietnam. Duwali Zaikautau reports.
When Typhoon Marinay struck the Philippine capital and surrounding provinces yesterday, it added more misery to what was already a difficult situation. South of Manila, a bridge was washed away, houses were destroyed or submerged in floodwaters, and power was cut to parts of Manila because of strong winds. Disaster officials said four people are still missing. This was the fourth storm to batter the Philippines in over a month. Areas that were badly flooded from those storms remain underwater. In Vietnam, government officials have ordered evacuations in coastal provinces ahead of Marinay's arrival. The tropical storm is expected to make landfall there tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Duwali Zaikautau.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. An oil rig that has been leaking into the waters off northwest Australia for more than 10 weeks has caught fire, causing concerns about even more environmental damage. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
The West Atlas rig has been leaking oil into the Timor Sea off Australia's northwest coast at the rate of 400 barrels a day since mid-August. The Thailand-based company that owns the rig was in the middle of its fourth attempt to cap the leak when the fire broke out. The company stopped work and evacuated the rig. Now it can't say when those capping operations will begin again. John Carey of the Pew Environment Group is among environmentalists who are furious.
We've already seen 25,000 barrels of oil spewed into the ocean, and we're worried that this fire will add to the toxic cocktail that has already been seen with the oil spill.
The company has been downplaying the effects of the spill for weeks, saying the oil is so light much of it has been breaking down on its own. But the Australian government has released a report saying birds and marine species are at risk from the spill. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
A Seattle police officer has been fatally shot. The officer is the first in Seattle to be killed in the line of duty since 2006. Police say they are searching for suspects. The shooting occurred in the mostly residential Central District just after 10 o'clock last night. The New York Yankees are now leading baseball's World Series 2-1. The Yankees beat the Phillies 8-5 last night in Philadelphia, where tonight's Game 4 is also to be played. Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez hit a 2-run homer last night, and with that, the Yanks began to erase a 3-0 Philadelphia lead in the game. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.